Biofuels are hot, hot, hot. A growing number of Americans who want to strike a blow for the environment and energy independence have embraced ethanol and biodiesel. They're eager to replace gasoline with fuel made from corn and soybeans. Two nights ago, President Bush chimed in with his endorsement for ethanol. But not everyone is so enthusiastic. NPR's Martin Casti has this profile of a Berkeley engineering professor who's waging a campaign against what he calls the biofuels delusion.
Tad Patsik comes from Poland, and as soon as you meet him, you notice a certain charming Slavic gloom, a gloom that manifests itself even as we're still setting up our microphone.
So you've done these before, these interviews, huh?
Well, yeah, a couple. Not that it really changes anything.
Well, if nothing else, people know what's going on, or they try to, or they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No, with some small exceptions, it makes no difference.
Although he goes by Tad in the U.S., his real name is Tadeusz. The name honors an 18th century Polish general who fought valiant battles in a losing war against an overwhelming Russian army. The name suits Patsik's penchant for lost causes, especially his effort to get the ethanol industry to accept certain calculations he's made.
About a tenth more fossil fuel is required to produce ethanol than the energy you get.
That's right. He's saying it takes more fossil fuel to make corn ethanol than the energy that comes out. It's a disturbing claim, given that ethanol is being sold as a way to get this country off foreign oil. In his controversial equations, Patsik tries to count all the fossil fuels burned in the making of corn ethanol, the mechanized farming, the petroleum-based fertilizers, the drying and cooking of the corn in the ethanol plants. All told, he says, more goes in than comes out, and that has earned him some hate mail.
If I get an email that the best way to solve energy problem would be to burn people like me, that actually comes from a guy who probably drives a biodiesel car.
Patsik is often accused of being a shill for big oil, even though it's been more than a decade since his last job in the industry, and the fact that he's in favor of cutting oil use as much as possible. His calmer critics, and there are many, say he's too broad in what he counts. For example, why should he count the energy that it takes to build the farmers' tractors? Patsik counterattacks with new data from Illinois showing that in real life, corn does not yield as much ethanol as its advocates claim. What started as a classroom exercise now has Patsik traveling around the country, taking part in debates and testifying against new ethanol plants.
It has sucked me in, but I have to watch out because I'm only one person. I actually get no funding for any of this. I do it as a hobby. There isn't a government agency that would fund my research.
But like his namesake, the Polish general, Patsik is facing long odds. Regardless of his calculations, the ethanol industry is booming. New government mandates and higher oil prices have caused ethanol plants to pop up around the country. This one, being built near Fresno, California, belongs to Pacific Ethanol, a company that recently got an $84 million infusion from Bill Gates' investment company. The idea here is to bring in train loads of Midwestern corn, brew it up like moonshine, sell the ethanol to oil companies, and the leftover corn mash to dairy farms. CEO Neil Curler is all optimism. Yes, he has heard of Professor Patsik's work, but he dismisses it as mere static.
We know that what we're doing is the right thing to be doing, that it's the right thing for the economy, but it sure would be great if everybody could agree that what's happening here is the correct way to be moving and that we can continue to not confuse the public, but get them to demand more of the kind of things that we're bringing to the market.
Patsik has also looked at the other biofuel, so-called biodiesel, which is essentially vegetable oil. He says biodiesel is a slightly better energy deal than ethanol, but it's still not great. The biodiesel bug has bitten especially hard here in the Northwest, at places such as Dr. Dan's Alternative Fuel Works in Seattle. Corey Larson is one of those who are willing to pay more and wait in line in order to fill her VW with soybean oil.
Because I don't feel so bad about driving. I can be lazy and not feel guilty. And I feel like I'm not contributing to petroleum products and like overconsumption of oil.
But back at Berkeley, Professor Patsik says this attitude is the problem with biofuels.
They're saying, don't worry, Mr. Customer. All you have to do is go to that biofuel station, fill up your car, and then leave dreaming. It's okay. to burn this fuel because you're going to be helping the environment. Well, not so, say I.
In the end, Patsik and his critics are not all that far apart in their calculations. Even under the optimistic scenarios, making a gallon of corn ethanol still consumes a lot of fossil fuel. It drives Patsik crazy to think that eco-minded drivers will see biofuels as 100% guilt-free, like so many fat-free potato chips. He says biofuel allows the country to continue avoiding more meaningful steps to curb oil use, such as requiring better gas mileage and redesigning our lives so that we drive less. At the Pacific Ethanol plant in California, Neil Curler says even though he does not accept Patsik's analysis of biofuels, he admits corn ethanol is not perfect.
While I appreciate the concern that using biofuels is maybe just using more fuel as opposed to using less, it's all part of a holistic plan, in my view, to move to more sustainable sources of energy.
Curler looks forward to the possibility of something better than corn ethanol, cellulosic ethanol, a new technology that promises to turn straw or corn stalks into fuel. Cellulosic ethanol is not yet commercially viable, but it's become a kind of holy grail for ethanol boosters. Curler says corn ethanol and biodiesel are what he calls baby steps toward real oil independence. But to Professor Patsik, those baby steps are in the wrong direction. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.